Now, LA recently announced a new anti-gang initiative that will focus on giving teenagers work opportunities as an alternative to joining a gang. Gabriel Hinojos could have gained from a program like that. He's 26 years old now. He's spent almost half his life in a Latino street gang. After his last trip to prison, Gabriel made a big decision. He was going to leave the gang and try to be a good father. Rob Schmitz, a member station KQED, spent time with Gabriel and his family and has this report.
Gabriel Hinojos is running late, but maintains his cool. As a short and stocky Latino casually struts into a laser tattoo removal office, the doctor asks him which tattoo he wants removed first.
Wherever you see the ink on your doctor.
The doctor gives him a look that seems to ask where to start. Black Gothic letters make up the word Florencia across Gabriel's forehead. This name, his former street gang, is also tattooed along the entire front side of his thick neck. It's a menacing look. For Gabriel, these tattoos are reminders of a chaotic and disturbing life, reminders he wants erased. The doctor points what amounts to a laser pencil toward Gabriel's face.
Ready?
Ready.
Let's get this one all across the forehead out of here.
Oh, wait.
Anytime you want to stop, say the word stop, and we'll stop. Otherwise, I'm just going to go for it.
Yeah, go ahead, knock it off.
Laser pulses as hot as 800 degrees are shot into Gabriel's tattoos, exploding the ink and burning his skin. The pungent smell fills the room.
Three letters to go. It's fading out nice.
Gabriel's abusive, drug-addicted father abandoned him and his mother when he was 14. Soon after, he ran away and joined the Florencia gang in South Central Los Angeles. He bought a gun, he started selling and smoking crack, and then he tried to break into his crack dealer's car.
I feel like a crackhead, I feel like a basehead, you know? And so I went back and got the gun, clocked it back, and went to the house and shot the house up. Shot the front door. Luckily, I didn't hit nobody because I wouldn't be here right now talking to you.
A judge sentenced Gabriel to 2 years. He got out on parole 3 years ago, and he now lives in East L.A. with his family.
Come on, Junior.
Gabriel and Sandra, along with their four children, live in this tiny two-bedroom apartment in a neighborhood patrolled by Latino gangs. Gabriel does administrative work for Homeboy Industries, a nonprofit whose goal is to reform gang members. But living the straight life is challenging. The lack of money, which Gabriel used to resolve by stealing cars or selling drugs, is something he and his wife now struggle with all the time.
Lately, we haven't been shopping because we've been paying bills. It's just hard, you know, it's just hard. It's just responsibility having four kids.
It's hard, but it's worth it. Gabriel's face lights up as he dreams of a life that many would consider routine.
You know, I want to pull out of my own driveway, pull out of it and just go to places, like a suburban or something as a family, you know what I mean? Go on a little family trips and stuff like that, you know what I mean? And just come back home and just go feed the dog, you know what I mean? Forgot to feed him. I want that, you know?
But on the path to this new life, he's learned something, that parenting children who up to now haven't had a responsible father in their lives is very difficult.
Junior, relax.
From his living room couch, Gabriel tries to calm down his firstborn son, Junior, who's fighting with his older sister. Junior has a violent temper and bullies other kids. Gabriel and Sandra are worried about his obsession with guns and gangsters. In the past year, Sandra's caught Junior flashing gang signs from her car.
He'll see gangsters out in the street, and he'll throw the F at them, or he'll tell them Florencia. And we're just like, we'll look at each other like, what the hell is he doing, you know?
This might not be so shocking if it weren't for his age. Junior is 4 years old. Sandra is worried about him.
He would see the guns around Gabriel a lot, you know, and then I guess that's what I want to be like my daddy, you know, and ever since that he's always wants guns. Instead of an ice cream, he wants guns. Instead of chips, guns all the time.
At the mention of this, Gabriel's face darkens and he grows quiet. Four-year-old Junior chimes in.
Because I like guns.
But guns are not good for you, Junior. No, they're not. Why? Why?
It takes Junior's 5-year-old sister, Leilani, to explain to him why they're not.
They could shoot people.
Gabriel silently gets up and walks out of the apartment, resting his arms on the outside balcony. This topic is clearly a sore spot for the young couple. A few minutes later, he comes back in to deal with another one of Junior's tantrums. Gabriel says the only way to calm him down is to sit him in front of his favorite video game. The game is called Driver, and it allows Junior to shoot people on screen.
That's the only way he can stay there.
And Daddy always gives him his way.
I got him.
Gabriel knows his wife hates this game, but he has a hard time saying no to his kids. He doesn't want to be like his parents.
But like right now, I give him his way because I never had it. You know, I used to be strict on me, you know? I want to give him the things I never had too, you know what I mean?
Keep breathing.
Back at the tattoo removal office, a doctor is finishing up the Florencia on Gabriel's forehead. It's now red and puffy, but the tattoo's still there. It'll take six more visits over the next couple of years to completely erase it. But as a tattoo vanishes, Gabriel's scared the lifestyle that it symbolizes will return through his son. And it's going to take more than a laser to remove it. For NPR News, I'm Rob Schmitz in Los Angeles.